When I studied in Rome, I lived in a house of 75 American priests, minus 9 Australians, because they wanted to speak English with us. But it was interesting because oftentimes we would get into interesting conversation in the refectory where we ate dinner and lunch and dinner. The tables were set up with 6 priests per table. And oftentimes conversation would turn to, now maybe we shouldn't have done so, but comparing each other's dioceses, our experiences as a priest, right? And oftentimes other priests would ask, you know, how many seminarians do you have studying for your diocese? And to be honest, I mean, I didn't want to brag or you know, come across as, hey, look at us. So I just silently, I just kind of waited, and they would turn to me, what about Wichita? I mean, they don't even know where Wichita is. Let's just say that. I was the only Kansan in the house of 75, and no one knew where Wichita was. I said, about 60. And they're like, huh? You know, totally just taken aback. A couple years ago, we were in up the upper 50s. Right now, we have 46. Out of the 195 dioceses in the United States, the Diocese of Wichita is usually in the top 3 seminarians per number of Catholics, because we're a relatively little diocese. We have 120,000 Catholics. I mean, there are dioceses with 3 to 5 million Catholics, like in the Northeast. But oftentimes this would come up, especially it came up last May, right before ordinations, during the week before Memorial Day. And again, they would ask, how many priests do you have being ordained? And again, my priest friends from the Archdiocese of like New York and Philadelphia, Washington, you know, they can probably locate Wichita on a map, but you know, to them it's just like, yeah, we're like way out west, right? They still think that we like see tornadoes every day, right? Like they have this Wizard of Oz type thing going on. And they said, I didn't even say it, but they read it online and they said, hey, 10 priests ordained for the Diocese of Wichita. They said, how many of them are from the Diocese of Wichita? I said, all but 1, 9. I said, for the most part, we're all homegrown. And so I'm speaking with a friend from the Archdiocese of New York, good friend. He said, do you realize that we have so many Catholics? If we had the same ratio, we should have ordained 300 priests for the Archdiocese of New York. And I asked him, I said, how many are from New York? He said, none. So they're all from the outside, from outside other parts of the country. So oftentimes, you know, we don't want to brag, right? We don't want to pat ourselves on the back. We don't want to become comfortable, complacent, because we still have a lot of work needs to be done still. But they would always ask, what is going on in Wichita? And my answer always was, what is going on in Wichita is stewardship. The only reason we have the number of vocations and the number of people, the reason that we have a full church today with families, young people, elderly, everyone, all ages, and all classes, everything, is because of stewardship. When I was growing up as a boy, the practice of stewardship had just started. Okay, this is early, mid-1980s. And you could say that I'm one of the first products of stewardship. It's really all that I know. But growing up as a kid, I wouldn't have been able to tell you what stewardship was, okay? I couldn't define it, but the thing was is that I saw it lived out. We went to Mass every Sunday as a family. I couldn't choose what Mass to go to. There wasn't another parish to go to. And I had to go with my family. My parents taught me my prayers and brought me to confession. We ate dinner together every evening, no matter what else was going on. And I knew that for some reason, Mom and Dad gave 10% of what Dad made and offered it to God. Again, I couldn't explain this as a boy, but I saw stewardship lived out around me. And Jesus' words in today's gospel became very real to me when Jesus says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities." It was primarily my parents and us as a family living the Catholic faith in the small matters, in small things, Sunday Mass, confession, prayers and meals as a family, and a sacrificial tithe to God. It was my parents primarily, their faithfulness in these small matters and this daily living out of the Catholic faith that I saw was pleasing to God. Dear friends, today on this Stewardship Commitment Sunday, I would first of all like to thank those of you who are active stewards. Like the servants in today's gospel parable, each of you has been entrusted by God with a portion of his possessions. You have been given various talents and responsibilities. You've been given the gift of time, the gift of treasure. And you have chosen today, or you have renewed today, to make that free gift of yourself, giving some of your time back to God, sharing your talents in your families and also in our parish family, and making a generous, sacrificial, and proportionate offering of your treasure. And so the only words that I can say to you is thank you. For those here who have not made or have not renewed your commitment to stewardship today, I would encourage you to do so, and I would invite you to live a life of stewardship. Putting our faith into action and being faithful to God in these small things, I can assure you, is a blessing from God, and I assure you will bring you peace and joy in your life. Because the life of stewardship really is, it is pleasing to God. It is living our lives as Christians. It is being faithful to God in the small matters of everyday life, just like the servants in today's gospel. What does Jesus tell them? He continues, he says, "Since you have been faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities." And then he says, "Come, share your master's joy." In other words, come, enter into the heavenly kingdom. Jesus wants to tell us that in order for us to go to heaven, for us to be with God for all eternity, we don't have to go off to a far-off country and be a missionary. We don't have to go and join a monastery, as good and wonderful as those things are. He's telling us that he wants us to live our faith in the world, in our families, in the workplace. It's the little things. Shutting the TV off. Putting away electronics. Eating dinner together as a family. Praying together. Worshiping at Sunday Mass together like we are doing today. Playing an active role in our parish family. And offering a portion of my treasure to God. Friends, when we do this, when we live the faith in these small, everyday circumstances, this is what makes our families strong And this is what makes our parish great. And so as we approach Thanksgiving Day this week, as we approach Thanksgiving, let us truly give thanks to God, because everything that we have is a blessing from Him. But more importantly, as we prepare next Sunday to celebrate our patronal feast, right? This is our day, our feast day, the solemnity of Christ the King. Let us prepare ourselves today to receive the greatest gift that God has given to us, the gift of Himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Jesus, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.